Blog Talk Radio.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I want to do bad things with you. All those shadows there, filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you. I want to do real bad things with you.
This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was Chance Everett, Bad Things. And that thing comes from True Blood, the series that came on HBO. Okay, my weekend is starting off pretty good so far. I got something real good to tell you guys. I went to the gas station, I think it was Wednesday, put $25 worth of gas in my car. Drove around, did what I had to do, got home, and I always check my bank statements on the internet when I, you know, make transactions. So I go on to check my bank account, and it had a dollar up there. So I said, what in the world did I buy for? What did I charge a dollar for? Read a little closer, the gas station only charged me a dollar for $25 worth of gas. Ooh, so yesterday, me and my girlfriend had went back to the same gas station, which is up the street from where I live, and I told her about it, but when we got there, the guy was at the same pump that I had gotten my gas from, the attendant, and he was doing something. I don't know what he was doing, but she didn't get her gas for a dollar. I just wanted to share that with you guys because I was tickled pink. Plus, I was happy because that was 24 extra dollars that I had in my pocket. Isn't that nice? The weather's been here pretty good. It's been, you know, a pretty good week this week. You know, like I said, I'm busy doing a few things. Got my company up and running. And I'll be posting my website soon, but I really don't have a date for that. But when I do, I'll let everybody know that and the project that I'm working on as well. With that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host. Oh, Before I go any further, if there are anybody listening who's under the age of 18, please find another Blog Talk Radio show to listen to this evening, because this show is rated X. And if you are listening, listen at your own risk, but I really would appreciate it if you find another show tonight. Okay? Thank you. With that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Rhea.
Hello, Delicious. How are you today?
I am fantastic, girl. Just fantastic. The little story I was telling about the gas, that really, you know, every time something, for some reason, when I be saying to myself, I wish I had, you know, extra few dollars to do something with, from out of the clear blue sky, things just happen.
I have a question for you. Did you spend that $24?
No, I haven't spent it.
Okay, don't.
He said don't.
What day did
you go?
What day did you go again?
I went, what's the day? Thursday.
Friday.
It must have been Tuesday or Wednesday, I think it was, when I had went up there.
If it was Wednesday, let me tell you what they do. When you go in there initially and give them your card.
No. I stuck it in the pump. I didn't give
them the attendant. Let me tell you what the first thing they do. They have to make sure that card is active. They always charge a dollar. They cross the board. They always charge a dollar. Then they come back after you've pumped the gas and put that correct amount on there. And it can take 2 days.
You say it can?
Oh, it can take 2 days, yes. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you how I found that out.
Okay.
My sister, I don't drive, but I get a lot of gas for my sister. And because she runs a lot of errands for everybody, so I always tell her, come get this card and get you some gas. She came back to me because she had some words with one of the attendants at the gas station. And she came back to me, because she always hands me the receipt, because I always reconcile my bill. She said, you need to make sure, look extra close and make sure there's not an extra dollar on your bill. And what happened in her case, they didn't adjust the amount. They just added the new amount. So the reason they had words, because she had two extra dollars that they had in her account. But see, they make the adjustment after you pumped your gas. But we're going to look at it as a blessing, but I want you to leave that $24 in there until after the weekend,
Let me say this. That's the gas station that I use all the time with my card. And, like, that was the first time that has ever happened.
Because
generally when I check on, they, you know, they taking out whatever, you know, if I get 25 or 30 or whatever amount, it's generally on there. But, like, when I went on there this particular time, it was a dollar. So,
it was a blessing. But.
Right, because like I said, when we went up there yesterday, the guy was doing something to that particular pump, you know, so I imagine maybe it was a malfunction going on or something.
Okay.
But I am not mad
at all.
I know
there was a gas station in Chicago that had something wrong with one of their pumps, and evidently the word started spreading. So all these people started going to this gas station, and if I remember correctly, they were going to the gas station. I don't know if one of the zero, the money was logging the zero. I think the money was logging the decimal in the wrong place, and so it put the decimal in the front of the money. So let's say if gas was $3.98. You was paying 39 cents for your gas. And let me tell you what let them know something was wrong. The line was so long. It was blocking traffic. So they started taking police out there to see what was going on. And the line was so long and people wouldn't say nothing or anything. And I don't know, at one point the gas man came running out the store trying to close the pump down.
Wow.
I guess they figured out what was going on or whatever. But, girl, that was so funny, because and then they put it on the news that night. And I just laughed. I said, woo, those first
wow.
20, 30, 40, however many people that was, said, woo, I'm celebrating.
yeah. Well, that was a good thing that happened to me, and, you know, my week has been pretty good, you know. But tonight's topic is very, very controversial, I think, because what tonight's topic is about oral sex. And as young as five-year-olds, you know, are doing it. And I have a couple of stories that I want to read, and we're going to dissect them as we get into the show. But first I want to, I don't know if you remember or if you heard anything about this girl that was 14 years old, Amber Cole, the little
yes.
girl that was in back of the school giving this boy oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that this little girl has a Twitter page, Facebook page, all these different things going on? And I'm just saying, if that was my daughter, number one, she would never be in front of a computer, not unless I was sitting right next to her. She would not be on any of those social sites. She would not have a cell phone, and I would take her to school and bring her home every day until she became 18 years old. Because mm-hmm. the things that's on her Twitter page are outrageous for a 14-year-old girl to be carrying on like that. Her father comes on and he says that it wasn't her fault that the little boys had you know, forced her to do that. But when I saw the video, it didn't look like she was being forced to do anything. But, you know, I guess he's saying that in defense of his daughter, you know, which is okay. But he wasn't even there to see that. So how can he say that she was being forced to do it? You know, and like I said, seeing the video, there's no indication to me that she was being forced. You know, they was all having a good time. Then she has on her Twitter page this other little girl, this little girl, Sierra Williams, 12 years old, was having oral sex with this teenage boy. It looked like they was on a street in the back of somebody's house up against a fence, and he's smoking a cigarette. Have you seen that one?
No, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, a little 12-year-old girl. And then Amber Cole's calling this little 12-year-old girl a slut. She said because she did it on the street. At least I wasn't on the street. You was on the street because you was in back of a school. You know what? It's
wow.
just so crazy how they have their analogy of things are so crazy. You know. And, you know, like I said, this little girl, she's so green until on her page, this little girl, Sierra Williams, someone put up something asking her. No, she's put out, who is MLK? So they said, MLK is Martin Luther King, you dumbass. Maybe you should stop sucking dicks long enough and learn what MLK means. Then she's saying, well, I'm only 12 years old, and y'all need to stop calling me whores and all this and that because I'm not a whore, and I'll never do that again. The horse is already out of the barn.
Baby, please.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame how, you know, it's just these kids are getting younger and younger and younger, indulging in sex and sex acts.
But see, that goes along with our society today. I mean, they are exposed to so much, and it's right there in their face.
Right.
I had actually, it ended up turning into words with this parent at my son's school over a statement that was made on TV, and it was during that Britney Spears time, and these parents were talking about. When people started talking about the way certain little girls were dressing, the parents was coming to the offense. They won't wear this. They won't wear that. Well, I guess, you know, me being old school to the soul comes to the rise to the front because you do as I say in the conversation. And plus, I'm buying the clothes. And then this little girl was on TV talking about how she was looking sexy and this, that, and the other. This little thing was only 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about sexy?
Yep.
I'm like,
yep.
Wow. On one of the pages that I frequent on Facebook, they attacked this woman because she put up a post. She put up a post of her 9-year-old daughter. And the caption read, "Ain't my baby sexy?" They bought her a new one. And because these people in this room are so darn raunchy and whatnot, I was like, it kind of threw me. Because it was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. But I guess it was because this was a kid. And then other people tried to make excuses for the mom because the girl was 9 and the mom was 26. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, there's no excuse for that. But she growing up with her child, she don't know no better. No, there's no excuse for that.
No, there's no excuse.
9-year-olds ain't sexy.
No, they're not. They're definitely not. They shouldn't even know what sex is. You know, not to say that they need to know, different things like the parts of their body and the consequences if they would indulge in sex and, different things of that nature. But as far as like oral sex, anal sex, all these sex acts that, you know, I'm not saying that they're definitely designed for adults only, but I mean, they are designed for adults only, but children don't need to know about those things. And I'm thinking that the only way they know about it, they're watching it on cable, because you can watch anything on cable. They have oral sex, anal sex, same sex, this sex, that sex, anything you want to watch on cable, you can watch it. Then they have these social networks. You can go on the internet and watch porn, you know, and then they have their little friends who see their parents doing these things and they want to experiment with them. I'm going to read this story about a school teacher who was fired in Tallulah, Louisiana. Okay. An unnamed teacher at Tallulah Elementary School in Tallulah, Louisiana, has been fired after she failed to notice 2 third-grade students allegedly having oral sex under a classroom table. The News Star reports. District Superintendent Lisa Wilmore told the paper the teacher was fired because the incident occurred under her watch. The principal felt that she was not monitoring the classroom adequately. Wilmore said, according to the News Star, "The principal made a decision, and I supported the principal. We have to make sure we have people in these classrooms who are monitoring our students." According to WBRZ, the district has also placed a different teacher on paid leave during an investigation of alleged substance abuse while on the job. In a separate article, the News Star reported that both students are now undergoing counseling and that both teacher dismissals are part of Wilmore's effort to change the culture of the district. This isn't the first time activities like this have occurred in the classroom while a teacher was present. In February, 2 kindergartens at PS 189 in Washington Heights, New York City, allegedly took off their clothes and engaged in oral sex-like activities while under the teacher's watch. One parent told the New York Post the school didn't immediately take responsibility for the incident. "They were trying to say that my daughter was inviting these children to do this to her," the parent told the paper at the time. "Where were the adults?" Kindergarten children, what in the world is going on? How old are you in the kindergarten? 5, 6?
Wow.
That is sinful.
Wow.
Sinful. And then the mother is trying to say that her daughter was inviting these children to do this to her. Well, if she's inviting them to do that to her, where does she get that from?
Yep.
You know, you need to monitor these children. Don't let them watch any and every. First of all, people leave a television to babysit their children. You monitor what they're watching on television. Make sure that if they're watching cable, it's a channel that's for children to watch. Don't let your children watch HBO and Showtime and all that stuff when they have that stuff. It's so blatant until it's pathetic. Even some of these cartoons like, what's that, Family Guy, The Simpsons, what are those? Those cartoons are not for children.
No.
But the influence is in everything that is around nowadays. It's in the music.
Yeah.
It's in the papers. It's in it's on the TV. I mean, it's on the playground. Because if it's happened to the little boy down the neighborhood and they at the big playground talking about it, that may put an ideal in another one in the little boy's head. I mean, you know, unfortunately, it is so, our society is so saturated with it that, like they say, innocence is a thing of the past.
Right, that is true.
You know, it's like everywhere you turn, is saturated with it. And then in some cases, in a lot of cases, at least in our community, you can't tell the difference between the mothers and the daughters sometimes.
That's true.
You know,
yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like, it, you know what I'm saying? So you, it's like, I know of a family, and it took me the longest time to understand it because I didn't get it. I know of a family that there was four generations of this family living in this household.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest was 37.
Mm-hmm.
The 37-year-old daughter was living there. Well, you know, her kids, but I'm only going to talk about daughters now. The 37-year-old daughter was living there. She was in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
She was living there with her, I think she had three kids, and her 13-year-old had just given birth to a daughter.
Mm. Wow.
You have in every quote-unquote bracket of 10, from 0 to 30, you have a generation in that household.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I was like, are you serious? Because I'm sitting there, and this lady was laughing at me. I said, girl, ain't nobody's grandmama 30 years old. She said, yeah, somebody's great-grandmama 30 years old. Yeah, I mean, 37 years old. Yeah, right. How somebody's great-grandma gonna be in her 30s? And she looked at me, and she bust out laughing. And then she mentioned about the family. And I said, yeah, they live up the block. And then she looked at me. She said, how old are you? And at the time, I think I was 39. She said, didn't y'all go to school together? And then I thought about it. I said, yeah. And then I got kind of quiet. She said, well, her daughter is in her 20s. Her daughter's daughter is 13. She just gave birth last month to her daughter. And I was sitting there like, oh, my goodness. You never really thought about it. And the great-grandmother walks around here saying, I'm a young grandmama, I'm fine. That's all. Every time you turn around, y'all wish y'all had a grandmama that looked like this.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, really? So you can't tell. That line is so blurred in some cases that it's beyond scary. And the exposure that our children get nowadays, I never forget my daughter coming home and telling me about the people that were having sex in her class.
Mm-hmm.
And in two cases, when they took recess at 10:30 or whatever that was in the morning, they left the playground and went to the person's house that was right there, not far from the school, had sex and came back to the school before recess was over with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here like, wow. She was
that, you know, yeah. Well, I worked in the hospital where I did my clinicals, the first hospital, and it was a 10-year-old girl in there, had a baby. And when I went into her room, she was another nurse was in there, and she was coloring in a coloring book. This girl, 10 years old, just had a baby. She's coloring the coloring book, and she dropped one of her crayons on the floor. So she asked the nurse to pick can you pick my crown up for me, please? She said to her, honey, you just had a baby. You can pick that crown up yourself. I said, wow, that was kind of rough. But 10 years old, then I saw on the internet this girl in Mexico was 10 and had a baby. Who in the world, you know, I can't imagine anybody, I guess I would have to imagine because it happened, you know, a man or even a, well, it would have to be a young boy, at least 14.
But see, no, it don't
up.
Have to be a man because remember, they start producing sperm.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It has to be a
old.
young boy at, when he starts to go through puberty, when he can get a girl pregnant. I think they're 14 when that happens.
No, they can start as early as 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They start around that same time that some females start their menstrual cycles.
Right,
right. All that is around the same time, and it's around the age of 12. And the only reason I knew that for, well, that one of the guy I went to school with, we were in grammar school. Him and his girlfriend had a baby, and they were 12. And that's when they started trying to change our sexual sex education. And then the parents fought against it. And I'm like, y'all stupid. To myself, I'm like, you know, they want to talk this abstinence. Okay, you teach abstinence all you want. But you know what? You need to educate these kids on birth control because those that don't choose abstinence going to be out here doing it.
Yeah, and protecting themselves.
Exactly.
You know, because if you don't, if they don't, they're not protecting themselves. Most teenagers are so susceptible to getting STDs opposed to grown people because they don't use protection. They don't know if no one's told them, and they get infected and pass it on to everybody.
I know there was
a girl
in our neighborhood that was very giving of her sexualness or whatever, and she had gonorrhea. And they started realizing who had been with her when all these people started showing up with gonorrhea. And at the Board of Health, they ask you your sex partners because they'll treat you for free, but you got to give them the name of your sex partners for them to treat you. And then they contact each of them to come in and be treated. But there was this huge outbreak in our neighborhood, and lo and behold, it was traced back to her. And she literally was ran out on the rail. Ran out of there on the rail.
And I remember working in the hospital. This woman, she was like in her 80s, and she had been in a nursing home. She had gonorrhea.
Oh wow!
Of the mouth. And I said, "How in the world?" But then I got to thinking. I said, "So they said that she had." Someone in the nursing home obviously had given it to her by, you know, forcing oral sex on her.
Wow.
And I'm just saying, these men with these dirty, excuse my expression, but with these dirty dicks, they need to be castrated. When they knowingly and willingly spread diseases to women. Now, it's a different story if you have something and you don't know about it because sometimes it's dormant for a minute or either it's to the point where you don't have any symptoms. But immediately when you find out and you don't treat it and you're constantly transferring it from one person to another, then you need to be shot.
Well, the first case of what somebody going to jail for, it happened in Maryland. Do you remember that?
I may have heard something about that. Was it a person that had HIV?
Yeah, and he was. I think they gave him 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but he was infecting. He said a nasty woman gave it to me, and so I'm going to infect as many of them as I can.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. And the first one convicted of, doing that was a guy that came out of Maryland, a black guy out of Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got what he deserved because that's deadly. That's attempted murder.
Exactly. Well, that's what they were going. They were trying. They ended up not getting him with that But that was the goal initially. Now, I don't know if the laws have changed since then. I think they have. But that's what they was trying to get him on, because that's like, I think, did they do assault? They did something funny, something different. But he did end up getting 25 years, and I think the reason his years was 25 was because of the, or was it 27, something like that. It was the count of women. And, like, for each one, if you got convicted on each one, then that's what gave him that time, because they couldn't get him on that attempted. But I know, like, they got somebody going to trial now, this woman out in Ohio that was doing it, doing the same thing. And I know
that's
in Chicago that was doing it. So
that's terrible. That is really terrible and evil for a person to do that simply because it happened to them. But, you know, I can understand a person being bitter, mad, angry, and all those types of things. But the best thing to do is to go get treatment, you know.
Yeah.
And if you're going to ever be with anybody else again, to use protection. Because, it's horrible when somebody has that mindset. It happened to me, so I'm going to make sure it happened to everybody else.
Girl, please. They say one in every four women have herpes.
Mm.
And
wow.
Once you get herpes, it's no cure for it. So you got it for life. They say one in every four women have herpes, or at least that's what the count was at the beginning of 2011.
Mm.
And I personally know of two women that have it. And I'm like, are you serious? They say one in every four women have herpes.
Wow. Yep. Well, when I work in a hospital, I've seen a lot of things. And basically it was a lot of people suffered from the virus or either had AIDS, full-blown AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And herpes, and, you know, because one guy, he was a gay guy, and he had herpes all over his face, you know.
Oh,
all
wow.
Over his face. Yeah, all of his eye, because he got it from, you know, giving somebody oral sex that had it. And it was just a mess, you know, and people need to know that you can get contract diseases orally. Now, I don't know too much about AIDS. Well, you can get AIDS if someone maybe went to the dentist and had blood in their mouth.
They try to claim that that's not enough. Maybe.
Right.
Please. Yeah.
Right. But, yeah, because I had read somewhere, I think it was in a Jet, this man had oral sex with a prostitute, and it was alleged that he had contracted HIV like that. But I haven't really did any research or anything like that. But I do know of a guy who came into the hospital. He had the virus. And this man had a wife, a girlfriend, and a boyfriend.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, so I don't know how he got that, but, you know, whatever. He eventually died, but like I said, I don't know the research on as far as, like, contracting HIV or the AIDS virus through oral, but I know that you can get syphilis and gonorrhea and herpes by doing it orally. Now, there is protection for men and women who want to engage in oral sex. There are things that it's a dildo that a woman places. It's like a piece of plastic, fleshy plastic, that you put over the woman's vagina, and you have oral sex like that. And the men have condoms that are flavored. If you want to give them, you know, oral sex. Yes,
yeah,
they do, girl.
Somebody told me, girl, if you go get some, only get vanilla because the rest of that stuff tastes nasty. And I cracked up laughing. I couldn't help myself. She said, who the rest of that stuff tastes nasty. And I laugh so hard because the thought just is funny to me. But, yeah, I know of a case where the first time how I knew you could get things on other syphilis, gonorrhea or whatever, or other parts of your body, there was a 5-year-old girl. That's how they found out that somebody was messing with her because she had syphilis of the mouth. Yep.
Now, see, I'm just saying, a 5-year-old, what?
Yep, and she lived like 2 doors down from us. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that I started even keeping my eye on her was, for one, she picked on my daughter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing was she was always, whenever I allowed my, because I have 3 sons and a daughter,
mm-hmm.
and the baby, we don't count him for this time because he was, you know, infant. But whenever I allowed my sons to go outside, she always saddled up to my oldest son. And no matter what he was doing, she would bother and play, you know, bother him and try to get his attention and things like that. And I didn't like that. And I just started watching her more and more. And I would tell them, if you all can't go in the backyard, then you all can't go out. You know, and I'm not saying she was the only reason. That was mainly because we, you know, lived in an urban area on an urban street that was right next to ViaDot. And I just didn't want them playing on that little bit of sidewalk. But sometimes
right.
when they want to ride their bike, it's easier to see them when they ride from this corner to this part, you know, and stuff like that. But I just started watching her little habits. And you could tell that she was emulating somebody in her household. My guess is that it was her mom. Later on, we know her mom was walking the stroll. And I'm figuring that some of that those practices started before she, you know, left where she was still living 2 doors from us. But
right.
this little girl had syphilis in the mouth, and that was the very first, or was it gonorrhea, one of the two. That was the very first time I've ever heard. I'm like, what do you mean of the mouth? How can it be in the mouth and it ain't nowhere else?
Mm-hmm.
And she had the canker sores and everything. And somebody... I don't know, somebody at the public aid office called attention to it because of the sores that was on her mouth. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Lord, that hurt my soul. This baby. You wonder why they grew up to be messed up adults. Okay.
That's true. That's true. And people be wondering, you know, what happened to them, why they like that. Do a little background check on them and find out, you know, why these people are, you know, going through the changes that they're going through. Find out why these women are running around killing men, and like that woman that they executed, she had killed like 6 men. Lou Turner was her last name. Yeah, because she was sexually abused by her mother's boyfriend. She was raped by this one, raped by that one. And, you know, I guess she just got to a point where she just couldn't take it anymore, and she just lashed out by killing men, you know. But, you know, things like that can be avoided. And sometimes you got these parents that don't believe it when their daughters come to them and tell them that their stepfather touched them.
I have tried with everything in my soul to understand that, and I just don't understand that. I really can't fathom a reason why you wouldn't.
But you got them. You got them that don't believe it. They'll tell you in a minute, she's a liar and this and that. But if my daughter ever came to me and told me that her father, stepfather, uncle, brother, or anybody was touching her, oh no, it's going to be hell to pay. Going to be hell to pay. And I just read on the internet where this girl had, her father had just been released from jail because he had been locked up 9 years because she had accused him of raping her, but it turned out to be a lie. and he was in jail for 9 years. So you got people like that who will outright lie about things, you know, opposed to telling the truth. And it could have been a thing where the mother, because sometimes you have these mothers, and they're going through bitter divorces and mad at the husband, mad at their significant other, and they turn the children against them. Well, tell them that your father was raping you. Tell them your father was touching you. And kids, they do what their parents tell them to do, you know, which I don't think is right. But, you know, that's just how some things get, that's how things get by. Rhea? Oh, my goodness, I must have lost her.
No, I put it on mute.
Oh.
I moved it. Okay, I moved the phone. I must have hit the mute button. But I think it was, I know it was within the last few years, there were four little girls who accused their teacher. What was it, six? It was a group of them that got together and accused their teacher of bothering them because they were mad and a grade that one of them got or something like that. And this man ended up naturally losing his job because that was the first thing that happened, losing his job. But before he went to trial, because he did, you know, they was holding him in jail or whatever, however that was. But before he went to trial, the truth came out. But his life is messed up now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens because people lie. People will lie. I'm going to read this other story that I found on the internet. Okay. It's a story going on in Omaha that I thought the rest of you would find interesting. It details an incident where two young boys, ages 12 and 13, have been accused of sexually assaulting a 5-year-old girl in a neighborhood park. It all started on June the 14th when the little girl and her 7-year-old brother were lured to a drainage ditch by the two older boys. Initial reports were that the two boys threatened to beat up the younger pair if they didn't do what they said. They then made the siblings pull down their pants and use their cell phones to record the girl's private area. Later, it was revealed the assault included penetration, fondling, and worst of all, forcing the young girl to perform oral sex on them as well as her brother. The brother and sister ran home after the assault and told their mother, who then called police. They were able to quickly locate the boys and arrest them. Even though they are juveniles and face a felony first-degree sexual assault, they were both allowed to return home to their parents one day after being arrested, a move that angered many in the area. That all began to change when investigators were able to retrieve the cell phone video both boys had tried desperately to delete. On Monday, the 12-year-old boy was in court facing Judge Waddy Thomas on the sexual assault charges. After the judge ordered everyone but the defendant and attorneys out of the courtroom and viewed the retrieved video that documented the assault, he ordered the boy be detained at the Douglas County Youth Center. His mother was with him during the hearing and reportedly spent most of it with her chair turned to stare at the victim's parents. Her son started crying as deputies placed him in handcuffs after the judge's ruling. Outside the courtroom, things got a tad squirrely when the accused mother confronted the victim's family. "You got what you wanted," the boy's mother shouted at the victim's parents in the lobby before onlookers stepped in between them. The accused mother was eventually led away by several deputies. As for the 13-year-old, well, his parents got a better lawyer than the 12-year-old. The day after the younger of the accused was led away, crying in cuffs to enjoy some time at the youth detention facility, Steve Leffner, filed a motion to block his 12-year-old's detention hearing because of the boys being tried separately, scheduling conflicts and confusion over what judge will be presiding over this case. The 13-year-old remains in his parents' custody until his July the 16th hearing. Okay, a couple of comments that people made. I'm only going to read two of the comments that was made. This one comment was, I'm more interested in knowing what was going on in the homes of the 12 and 13-year-old that made them think to do something like this. I'm also wondering what the F is up with the mother of the attacker who was staring and yelling at the victim's family. Does she not understand that her son raped someone? She should be focused on that and not hating the victim. The second comment, the article states that she ran inside to tend to the needs of her baby, and her home is within sight of the park. I see where you're coming from. I understand your point, but let's be fair. Who in the world would think, I better bring them inside while I change this dirty diaper, or a 12 and 13-year-old may come along and rape them? Yeah, that's
But they still 5 and 7.
Yeah, 5 and 7, and the two little boys that raped them was 12 and 13. And this one mother, why is she upset? Because her son raped somebody else. She's staring at the victim.
You know
mother.
What?
Huh?
Ooh, Lord. That's probably why her son act like he act.
Yeah.
That's probably why he act like he act.
Yeah, because a mother like that. Now, she's mad at the victim because of something that her son did. She should be mad at him.
What did I get and what did I want? Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's just
so
like
you got what you wanted.
Children are the holy devil, and every
but you know what?
You them, they were swept down that you picking on their child, and this, that, and the other.
Uh-huh. And I would have said, how could I get what I wanted? Because what I wanted is for him to be locked up for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
A 5-year-old, you know that?
My goodness gracious.
These kids nowadays are just off the chain. They are just off the chain. And it's a sad thing because they're thinking that these kids are our future, but I don't see that. I don't see none of these kids walking around with their pants hanging down. I don't see none of these kids walking around here smoking, involved with drugs, raping, robbing, stealing, cheating, and killing. I don't see them as our future. Never have, never did, and never will. I see the children who are going to school every day, who are respectful, who care about life, care about themselves, and care about people. Those are the children of our future. So I'm not even thinking, you know, how people say, well, these children are our future. No, they're not. They may not even make it to the future.
Wow.
You know, they may not even make it. So it's just, it's a sick society out here.
Yeah. Yeah, but back to the topic of oral sex. Too many people, first of all, don't look at that as being sex. That's why
I'm
so quick to say that word head nowadays.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to use the word sex. And just like you have a lot of people who think oral sex is not cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in their the whole way of thinking when it comes to certain things, and I know people twist things to be what they want to be, but that whole mentality is that oral sex is not sex. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, just like
you can give it any other
name
you want to give it, but at the end of the day, it's oral sex.
Yeah, just like Clinton said, I did not have relations.
It is so funny to me. Who the hell calls anything relations? And when he said that, I had to turn and look. I don't know how many times I had to listen to actually hear him say it, because I would always bust up laughing. And you know, he was all red-faced and pointing his finger, and it's like,
so see, but, so,
and unfortunately, now look at this. This is a white man that at the time was in his 50s. Well, I know for a fact when I was coming up, and I'm 49, when I was coming up, girls who had oral sex, as long as they didn't break their virginity, they were still, you know, a virgin or this, that, and the other. So they wouldn't have intercourse, but they would do a whole bunch of things when it came to oral sex and other things too.
Right. They would have oral and anal sex, but as long as they didn't
vagina and break their, you know,
their hymen,
and they
was, they considered.
Exactly. And so his way of thinking, I mean, I'm not saying that it's right, but at least I can understand where it came from. Because to him saying relations and whatever the case may be, that's that, you know, sexual penetration, which is usually, you know, penis to vaginal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And no, right. if they didn't do that, first thing they tell you, oh, no, I ain't never had sex.
Well, it's purity. It's the purity thing. And if you're touched anywhere sexually, being in intercourse, oral, anal, there's no purity there anymore. So you might as well just go on and bust your cherry, too. We have a call on. I think it's Mrs. Kane. Hello.
Hey, Dallas.
Hey, Miss Kane. You got any questions or comment on tonight's topic?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That was hilarious.
Ooh, you know how
God,
I do it.
So
I did not. And this is Bill Clinton. I approve this message. But anyway... What I missed, because I had stepped away from the... you know you can't hear the show in the chat one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you refresh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know, darling, because I don't know.
BTR is trending.
Yeah, I'm going to extend the show, but I don't know what's the last thing did you hear?
About y'all talking about, like, little girls and all sex?
Oh, we've been all over the place since then.
Yes.
Well, you bring me up to par.
Let me see here.
Well, we've talked about venereal diseases in the mouth.
Yeah, did you hear that?
A little bit of that.
Okay.
A little bit. And what else, real?
I'm trying to think real quick. I'm still laughing at relations, and I can't. I thought that word is in my damn head again. Oh, my goodness, I can't think. And I'm silly, and so I'm still laughing at the fact that man stood up on national TV and said that. And it's like he's the leader of the free world. Isn't he supposed to be smart? Anyway. Okay, stop. I'm going to stop y'all. Okay, stop it. I'm going to stop myself. Anyway. Did you hear the part where we were talking about people who were purposely infecting people with things once they caught it?
Uh-huh. And you know, folks do that because they feel like whoever gave it to them didn't have no regards to,
exactly,
you know, their feelings and, you know, giving it to them. So what they want to do is try to turn around and do the same to somebody else. But that's not how it works. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, because they put themselves at risk when they didn't protect themselves. So you can't really fault anybody when that happens to you but yourself, because you already know the consequences of having sex. It could either be good for you, good to you, or it could be not good to you, not good for you, because there are consequences behind it. You can get pregnant, you can get STDs, you can get HIV. There's a chance of you even losing your life behind it. So
and
if you
know,
already
it's
know.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I don't want to cut you off because Miss Kane like to get freaky. You see what I'm saying? I was talking with my daughter. I said, let me tell you something. See, I'm not one of these parents, and I want to kind of throw in a little bit what y'all was talking about earlier, like with these little girls that's doing it, getting caught, and all this other crap. See, I talked to my daughter. She finna be 15. And I let her know, yes, you're going to be sexual. You know why? Because me and your daddy, we was doing it everywhere. And we probably will be doing it. You might be done already caught us doing it, okay, if we were still together. See, all this trying to hide stuff, that doesn't work for me. This is real world. And you have to be realistic when you talk to these kids and letting them know what's going on out here. And so I tell her, it's fine, yes, you go. I said, I asked her the other day, well, not the other day, but the other night. I said, you done started feeling some tingling sensation between your legs? God, forgive me. But I had to. Because, see, I need to be let known. You see what I'm saying? This is not nothing that you want to hide. I said, yeah, you're going to have some little boys that's going to come and tell you, oh, you pretty, you got a big butt, oh, I love you and all this crap. No.
Yep.
Wait till you grown and then make sure you scrap up right here. Have that nigga to scrap up because this is real world and you could end up just like Mom Do said, losing your life. I don't sugarcoat stuff as a parent. I let it be known.
No.
See, my son, he's 7. He don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? The night he turned around when they were talking about that commercial first response, he was laying down. They was both back here in my room on my bed and he turned around, looked at the TV real fast. See, my son been here before. So I asked him, I said, you know what they talking about? He goes, well, for now he did. But I know he know. But see, you know, because he's an old-ass man trapped in a little boy about it. But the bottom line is, when that nigga get 10 years old, oh, he going to start getting a talk game put on him. See, you already know as a parent, if you was, you know, sexual, and I wasn't sexual during my teen years. I was grown at 18 before I ever experimented with having sex. But you know how you were as far as you and your boyfriend once you was grown, or even if you weren't grown and you was close to being grown, you know how you was. So basically, if you know how you was, then there's a possibility, like they always say, the apple does not fall far from the tree. So therefore, you need to talk to your kids about sex. You need
that's
to.
That's true.
And all, you know what, I blame society, I'm going to say this real quick, I blame society too for bringing out all these damn, this upgraded technology where everything has to be put on video cam. They got it in the phones. You can't even, I seen a video now the other day where a chick had said that they can kind of tap into your webcam, even if you're not on, and be looking at you and you don't even know it.
What?
Long as
it's
plugged
up. Move my cam over out my face.
That's why mine stay behind my the top of my laptop. You ain't seeing nothing but black. Cause I know me. I walk around half naked sometimes. I ain't got time for all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a shame that's what we are faced with now is teens acting like they're grown, and then for grown folks that are grown, you feel me? I'm not, you know, pretending to be grown because you got some grown people that act like kids, that we can't even have fun as far as sex goes because we got to protect ourselves and worry about catching a doggone STD and a lifelong disease.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. And, you know, and the sad part about that is that when somebody does get infected, they get angry and try to give it to everybody else. And you really have no one else to blame but yourself because you know from Jump Street the consequences nowadays of having sex. They even have medication now that doesn't even clear up the diseases that they have out. When I was coming up, the only thing that you could get was syphilis and gonorrhea. And you go get a shot of penicillin, gone. Now, they have strains that that really, though penicillin can't even touch it.
Mm.
So that
and
just
you know
tells
what?
You.
It ain't like it used to be either, penicillin. It's not this strong. Hell, it barely will clear up a tooth infection. I know.
Mm-hmm. But they, like I'm saying, those diseases that when you get that one shot, and because I knew a friend of mine's father was a nurse, and all the boys was like going to him getting them shots.
soon as they get gonorrhea or whatever. But nowadays it's not like that, and they have different diseases coming that will they inventing all these different diseases. And, you know, you just have to be careful. You have to be very, very careful, and especially when it comes to oral sex, because there's no, yeah. You know, some people use protection on it, on a penis, and some people don't. But, you know, that's just a chance or a risk that you take. But if you, you know this person, you've been with this person for a good length of time. Rhea, were you cut off?
Yes.
Oh, okay. When you be with this person for a good length of time, then maybe you could, you go get examined together and have a clean bill of health, and then you can, you know, have some good times. But if that nigga steps out on you, call it a day.
And you know what, from having talked to some people, like, you take my guy, Mama, for example. Oh, God, she just really works my nerve. Oh, no, AIDS and HIV can linger in your system for years and you not even know. So guess what? If you go and get tested with your significant other or whatever, you say, okay, we finna not, you know, use no protection or whatever, then what happens, you know, if both of y'all or him or you got something and you didn't know about it, you tested at that time and you came out to be negative, but a couple years down the line, it turns out to be positive. Then what?
Well, that's because the virus is laying dormant, meaning
exactly.
That it's not active. It's just there.
Exactly.
It's
but I'm just saying, how long
anything.
Are you supposed to wait?
Well, they say you should get tested like at least every 6 months. If you've been sexually active, you know, to the point with somebody you just met or something like that, get tested every 6 months. I really don't know how often a person should be a normal person, you know, just getting tested. But if you're sexually active, if your man cheating, your husband cheating, whatever, do it every 6 months. Because it's bound to show up or to come up. Because it can lay dormant in your body.
I don't think you would lay it by.
When I learned that the children's father was using drugs, I was going through this little panic thing, and I was getting tested every 6 months. And I did this for like 13 years, and my doctor said, Rhea, okay? But before then, I think I was on year 4, and I was going through one of these things where I guess didn't want to be bothered with it, so I was trying to talk myself out of doing it. And I said, look, your fat ass ain't got nothing because you be done lost some weight by now. You ain't lost no weight. Then I got up with my clothes on and went on to the doctor because that's what they were saying when it first came out, because it actually came out in the 70s. It didn't present itself until the 80s because they were saying it lay dormant. It could easily lay dormant for about 10 years.
Right.
Even in a healthy person. Now, if you were unhealthy, it probably, you know, presented itself quicker, but they was calling everything pneumonia back then.
Mm-hmm. Just like Rock Hudson, he was the first star in Hollywood to get the virus, and they didn't know what it was.
If you look at his official cause of death, his official cause of death is pneumonia.
Well, that's what complications from the virus, because what happens, your immune system doesn't work anymore, so
exactly.
If you get a cold, you're going to die. So, you know, that's what happened with that, because your immune system, once your immune system is gone, that's it.
Exactly.
That is it. So that's what happens with the virus. It attacks your immune system, and you just a goner, you know, not unless you get on those cocktails and take that medication for the rest of your life. But then that causes complications and doing all kind of different things to your body and
hell, after a certain period of time, it's no longer effective. Because I remember when I did the interview with the guy who was, I believe he did have full-blown AIDS, but I want to say he was HIV positive and had had it for a while, because at the time that I did the interview, he was 48 years old. But let me tell you something. I question that, you know what I'm saying, the AIDS virus as a whole, because I watched this woman do a video that I think it was on YouTube, World Star Hip Hop, and she was like, how they can diagnose you over here in the United States with having the HIV virus, but you go over into like these foreign countries and get another diagnosis, you don't have it. It's basically what she was doing was giving a breakdown of it, because come on, you know, basically it's a man-made disease. That's already
true.
Been proven. And then if it was just like this stuff that I watch on sci-fi, I tell people all the time, half of this stuff that you looking at, that's real stuff. That ain't no bull crap that they just pulling up out their ass. You see what I'm saying? That's real stuff, because the government do experiments and stuff all the time. They do that. So my thing is, if AIDS was a man-made disease, you know it's a cure for it. And mark my word, you see now it's talks about, oh, they found the cure for the AIDS virus and all this crap. That's because they trying to slowly but surely ease it into society. You see what I'm saying? Because they don't know how to just come out and say that shit. They don't know how to come out and just say, okay, well, we didn't have a cure for it. They
right,
don't know how to do that.
The thing of it is, the pharmaceuticals don't want to go out of business, because they have to keep making this medicine. They have to keep doing their thing, and it's all about money. There is a cure. There's a cure for every disease out there. Believe that. But because of money, the pharmaceuticals wanting to stay in business, they keep making these diseases, keep pumping these medications into these people. You know, so that's what that's all about.
They know
they're cured, and these cures come through herbs and food, certain foods that you eat. But they won't tell you that. You go to a doctor and they tell you, well, you're gonna be on this medicine for the rest of your life. You don't have to be on no medication for the rest of your life. But they're telling you that to keep the pharmaceuticals open.
All day. And then if you go, like I went on to this, my homeboy had sent me some links, like where his mother ordered all this this stuff from like over in the UK. They got a pill. That shit ain't but $12.95 to build your immune system up, back up, and clear you, I ain't going to say clear, but just to cleanse you from having that virus. But they ain't finna bring that over here to the market. I read up on it because, I mean, it was links after links. And I went on here and seen these pills for myself. Now, if it's a lie, it's a lie that they promote. But at the end of the day, I believe a lot of that stuff because, let me tell you something, you don't see people over in the UK and all them places that's just dying off like we are. They're not. Because that's just like with the abortion thing. They didn't even, when they started that mess over there in the UK, it slowly but surely got passed into a bill where they brought it to the United States because they didn't even want to bring that over here. Just like with that abortion pill. Not the abortion pill, but the birth control. They didn't want to bring that over here. See, I do a lot of reading and try to educate myself on stuff that I don't know. You see what I'm saying? And it's just crazy that we live in a world where everything is about damn money. So just, for me, it's a shame, and it's more, I don't know what word I want to use, because to me it's more than a shame that you don't let millions of people die from diseases that could have still been alive. All because
it's
of
about money.
That's what I'm saying. All because of money. That ain't right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That is true.
That's wrong. And some of them people, people that make them drugs and stuff in this government, they going straight to hell. If there is a hell, they going. Because you don't play, God over somebody's life. If I could go out here like...
A lot of doctors have that God syndrome. Opposed to, because they think, that they're healing somebody on their own. but it's not really like that. God got something to do with it. But, you know, because I worked in a hospital. There's so many horror stories that, oh, my God, I could write a book about. I just might. But the topic at hand is oral sex. So if anybody has any questions or comments, the call-in number is 642. No, it's not. I'm lying. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. If you have any questions or comments, call the number 646-652-2877. And we're going to get back to the topic tonight, which is oral sex. Ms. Kane?
Well, I'm here.
Oh, what happened to Ms. Kane? She must have got dropped or something. Ms. Kane, are you there? I don't know what happened. Oh, wow. She must have got dropped. But, it's just a shame how the sex thing has just gotten out of control with the youth, you know, coming up today.
It's really out of control, period. And it filters down, you know, because usually things, you have to look at the head when things go wrong. And it usually filters down. But it's like it's gone wrong, period. It's like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's and then it's probably at a point where there's no control. There will never be any control over it because it's just so far out of hand. You know, just like reading that story, what that 12 and 13 year old did, and the 12 year old's mother, she's probably crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In the range.
Oh, look at what just happened this week. The 13 year old killed his mother. Raping her?
Oh, yes. What in the world was that all about?
I didn't read the whole story. I was outdone by it. I mean, it's like, Lord have mercy. The thought of that is so horribly frightening to me that I couldn't even imagine that. 13, and then you got what, the 44, 42-year-old woman that was found in the 14-year-old's closet?
Wait a minute, but I'm just trying to grasp how the fact that he killed her, you know, because I'm going to put myself in her situation. My 13-year-old, not unless he was a big child, bigger than me, weighed more than me. But if he was a, you know, regular size 13-year-old size and he didn't have no weapon or anything like that, boy, I'd break his back.
Break him in half and whoop him with his own self.
Child, please.
He didn't look like he was a big child. He looked like an average little rock, scrawny little teenage, you know, young boy. And I'm sitting here like, are you serious? And then the fact that he's going to rape his mother. Now, the all kind of stuff goes through my head when I hear things like that because the first thing that pops in my head when I first heard it, unfortunately, was what even put that idea in his head for his mother? You
understand what I'm saying? Was this a white child or black child?
Yes, this is a white child.
Okay, he may have been on Ritalin or some type of antidepressant because that's the first thing they do. Instead of dealing with their children's issues, they put them on Ritalin and all these different medications, and that causes them to hallucinate and trip out and, you know, go through all these crazy emotions. That's what I'm thinking.
I've pretty much always been a TV person because I've always been a homebody when I watch TV. But I've read a lot. And at one point I was reading a lot about serial killers.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, the true stories,
mm-hmm.
And stuff like that, the crime stories and things,
mm-hmm.
until I stopped reading them because they started scaring me. But, and women, I couldn't sleep at night. But before mm-hmm. then, I was reading them, and, like, they've done these studies and went back. And a lot of these serial killers, you can trace them back in many ways to their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that she did or this, that, and the other. So it just made me wonder. I wondered what his mother, because, like I said, I couldn't read the story. And maybe I'll be able to go back and do it, and maybe it'll shed some light. But it just made me wonder, what did his mother do? What did he witness as a child? What did he see? Because if, like, one of the serial killers, the famous serial killer's mother was turned tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to see her or be under the bed when they were in the bed and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And, I mean, you know, it's like, and so that's part of where some of that twistedness came from. And he remember, like, always seeing her feet. And he would look for women, let's say, who had red nail polish, whatever the case may be. But it just made me wonder, and I can't help but wonder, because in my head, this is still a child. And so what would have gotten that child to that point? And that's the first thing I thought. What did he see? What did he witness? Did she possibly do something to him and he went overboard retaliating, or you know what I'm saying? Or was
but
she,
what would cause
like,
him
wow.
to rape her?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
What would cause him to want to rape her?
That's
you know, not unless he was being entertained by television in some way, or had some type of influence on the medication, or something had triggered that urge in him,
that demon in him, to want
to do that.
Exactly.
Because no normal 13-year-old child is going to rape their mother. You know, kids are just gone beyond control. And another thing is these medications that they're giving these kids are just not right for their brains.
I know this one teacher tried to tell me maybe my son need to be medicated. I said, no, maybe, and I know I offended her, but as my daughter said, she started it. I said, no, maybe you need to stand up and teach your class instead of just handing them out these diddle sheets to do.
Right, right.
Because
well, that's the first thing that
he would do it.
That
and he would do the work. You hand him that sheet done in 5 minutes. You give him the class 45 minutes. Do that sheet. He's climbing the ceiling, but time is on minute number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was done. And it's like my mother used to call them the ditto cheek teachers.
Wow.
But I don't know. And that's the first thing they do. They want to medicate. I was talking to this lady the other day because they want to test her son because her son won't talk. I said, how is his schoolwork? He's almost getting straight A's. But he just doesn't interact in this, that, and the other. And that calls you to test him. And she said, but they were talking about that they can give him something to make. I'm like, you know what? That's why we have these zombies walking around here. And then when they come from under the influence of these medications, they don't even know how to interact, and the parents don't know how to handle what a quote-unquote is a normal kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a shame, you know, for somebody to want to rape their mother at 13 years old.
That's just
outrageous.
That made me sick to my stomach. And then when I actually saw the clipping of it, you know, if I had clicked on it, I would have got the article, so whatever, the mm-hmm. little posting of it, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking like this little average little kid. It's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. That's sick. And it just really made me wonder what sent him to that point.
Because mm-hmm.
you cannot tell me the average 13-year-old sitting up, if they're thinking about sex, they sure ain't thinking about it with their mama.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely not. And like I said, the majority of that comes from the media, television, and like you had mentioned, in songs, because in these songs, they're saying a little bit of everything.
Everything. Well,
everything.
Okay. Now, I have to be honest. As an adult, I done sat down and listened to some of the music back then, the 70 music and stuff, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. That was damn near X-rated. But it was, what is it? It was shadowed. And so, it wasn't that straight coming out.
Right.
Now,
they didn't come straight out and say,
exactly,
suck my dick and all this. Okay. Because
exactly.
You hear that in these songs.
Beat that pussy. Like, what?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, because I mean, you hear that in these songs, and these kids are putting these earphones on, and that stuff is saturating their brain, and that's just something that they just have on the brain. And the first thing they want to do is go out and try it. Oh, I want to lick that. I want to suck that. You know, so it's just gone beyond control, and I feel sorry for the children who are forced to do those things, like that little 5-year-old girl. She's going to be messed up for the rest of her life, being forced to do it to a 13 and 12-year-old and her brother. You know, she's going to be messed up. You know, and I feel sorry for the mother who let her kids be out in that park, even though it was in eye distance. Things can happen so quick till it's not funny.
Yeah.
You know, and just because she could see them out there, now suppose somebody was driving down the street in a car and snatched them up.
Exactly.
You know, it's still not safe, and your kids, especially nowadays, your kids are not safe, period.
Yep.
You know, just going outside and someone's taking a cell phone and recording your private parts, 5 years old.
Wow.
And then these kindergarten, what in the world is on a kindergarten underneath the table? I mean, they didn't say these kindergartens were under the table, but they said they took their clothes off and engaged in
all
sexual
activities.
Well, they just got
all, they in the class, and they just got all, wow.
While under a teacher's watch, what was this teacher doing? Did she turn her chair around and have her back to the class or something? Because you have to be... Kids, I mean, now you mean to tell me you couldn't see that Johnny and Sue was missing out of their chair?
Exactly, exactly.
You know, come
exactly.
on, what are these teachers doing? You know, that makes people want to homeschool their own children, because the simple fact, you send your kids to school to learn, and when they're with the teachers, the teacher is the parent for those 8 hours or how many hours they spend in school. The teacher is in charge of that child. She is responsible for that child. If I went up
exactly.
to school and picked my child up, and the principal tells me, "Well, we had to fire Miss Brown because your daughter was under the chair, underneath the desk, having oral sex with little Billy." What? You know, it's something wrong with that whole school system.
Exactly.
Because I said that's not the first time that happened.
Wow.
And then talking about the principal made a decision.
Well, hell, that wasn't the first time that happened. You should have made the decision the first time that it happened.
Right. That, and then the classrooms may be overcrowded. Maybe they shouldn't have as many children in the classroom. You know, there are things that they need to monitor better than what they're monitoring, because if you have a classroom full of children and you're not in control of them, they're going to do what they want to do.
Oh, definitely.
So you need a teacher in there that's going to be forceful and have control over those children and make sure they do what they are supposed to do. And if not, you are held accountable for that. And I believe I'd be suing the school system.
Exactly.
After that. Because my child was under your watch. You was responsible for her. And she's not supposed to be under the table doing anything with anybody.
Wow.
Yeah,
I knew about the third graders, but I didn't know about the kindergartners.
Yeah, this happened in New York, though. The kindergartners was in New York. The third graders, that was in Louisiana. And that's five years old kindergarten? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two kindergartens. What in the... And I'm quite sure that they didn't learn that in school because, number one, the teacher wasn't teaching them that because she didn't even know where they was at.
Exactly.
So it's obviously that's something that they learned at home, watching television, or seeing their parents do it. Because children just can't sit around and think up things like that. They don't know anything like that unless they see it or someone teaches it to them. That's the only way.
Wow.
Or somebody does it to them.
Exactly.
An older person. But two little kindergarten kids are going to get together and say, let's go underneath the table so I can have oral sex with you. No, give me a break. It's not like that. And parents, y'all need to start monitoring your children, watching them when they're on the internet, watching what they watch on television, watch the company they keep, the music they listen to. You know, you have to be a little bit more mindful of your children and don't let the television do the babysitting.
I know that's right.
You know, a lot of people, they put their children in front of the television and go on and watch whatever you want to watch. I had a family member that I think she was at that particular time, she was maybe 6 or 7.
Okay.
She put, she obviously saw her parents watching a porno tape. Why? She put the tape in the VCR, because that's when they have VCRs, and was watching the tape, and the parents come upstairs, and they can't understand why she watching the tape. Because she's
okay.
Boy, y'all watching it, maybe?
Anybody that don't know this better now they got kids, they will do as they see long before they ever do as you say.
That's true.
Like,
is true.
Really? Are you serious? Because they will sit in front of your face and act like they're going to do exactly what you say, and as soon as you're out of your face, they're going to do as they see.
Yep.
That if, and you know, you've seen kids emulating parents drinking. You've seen kids that, well, you can easily get 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds who are alcoholics. Because they've been drinking after their parent and this and another. You see them emulating when they want to act certain ways. You see them emulating you smoking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They emulate what they see. So it's like, wow, really?
Yeah.
I can tell you why she's sitting there watching that, because y'all were sitting there watching that.
Yep. I said, wow, but, you know, then they can't understand when their kids grow up having sex at 11 and 12 because that's what they seen. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. I'm telling you, when I was coming up, man, I think I was still playing with dolls when I was in when I first entered junior high school. I was still playing with dolls, whatever. But now you got girls going to junior high school taking their babies with them.
Honey, I know when we were coming up, we had one TV. My parents had a TV in their bedroom, and then there was one TV in the main viewing area.
Mm-hmm.
And when my kids was coming up, basically there was one TV in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had...
Oh, we can make it. I think the show is getting ready to cut off. Let me see if I can't extend it for a minute or two. Let me see if I can extend it. Okay, I think it's been extended.
Okay, but you have to watch that. Like my computer sat right in the middle. It sat in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
When you were on the computer, anybody could walk past and see. There was no, and you can't turn my computer. Well, can't nobody see? Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. I'm like,
yeah.
You just, So I'm don't get me wrong. I'm sure mine did it. I can tell you they just didn't do it here.
Right. Because you know when because I remember things when you know, coming up with my sister. My sisters, I have one sister that's 5 years older than me and another sister who's 7 years older than me. And mm-hmm. I can remember one night we had bunk beds in our room, me and my brother. And I remember one night waking up to all this and all this and that, right? So mm-hmm. I'm just laying there wondering what the heck is going on. And the door opens, and it was a girlfriend of my sister's and this boy in the bottom bunk bed having sex. And my sister opened the door, and the guy asked, I don't know if the guy or the girl asked her, did she want some, you know,
wow.
with the, when she got finished with the guy. I said, wow. But I just had to listen to that because I couldn't go back to sleep. Oh, that was like, oof.
That could
hard
do
for me.
That could have did something to you as well.
Oh, yeah, it did. It definitely did. It made me curious, you know.
Exactly.
And when I did, when I did get involved with having a sexual relationship, I was trying to do the same thing, making those noise. Thinking about, I must have sounded like a fool, because I just thought that was
about.
And the guy said
funny.
To me, he said to me, "Would you stop all that noise?" And my feelings got hurt. But I don't know. You just go through them things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have any closing remarks? Because we are coming to the end of the show. I extended, but we are coming to the end. I extended so we can get our last little remarks out and anything else.
No,
you had to say.
I don't. It's just I will continue to pray for the direction that we as a people are going in.
Oh, yes, because we definitely need it, you know. And it's so sad that so many people are turning a blind eye to what's going on, you know, thinking that things will never happen to them. And, you know, it's not me, so I don't care. I'm not,
exactly.
you know, concerned. And I'm not getting involved. But sometimes you have to get involved. You have to step up and say something.
Exactly.
You know, you have to. Because if you don't, shame on you. Shame on you. And I want to give a shout-out to the people who was in the chat room, Cal Pope, Black Man 37, Miss Kane, and the Next Level stopped by. How you doing, sweetheart? Thanks for dropping in. And the guests that dropped into the chat room. Hope everybody have a safe. And the Sunday's Easter, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, everybody have a safe and sanctified Holy Easter. Go to church. Get your blessings. You know, because that's when people go to church. Christmas and Easter and New Year's. You know, but if that's what you do, that's what you do. I ain't knocking it because I haven't been to church, and I have church in my heart and at home. So, you know, just everybody have a safe weekend, beautiful Easter. And I don't know what the show is going to be about next week. I guess I'll post it after I talk it over with my co-host. And, Rhea, you have a beautiful Easter as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm going to have a nice one myself. I don't know what I'm going to do, but whatever. Oh, you know what? I'm going over to the soundstage Sunday. That's where I'm going. I'm going over there and sing.
Oh, wow.
I most
now,
definitely am.
Soundstage?
It's like a little intimate club. It's so nice up in there. It's so intimate up in there. You know, mm-hmm. I went there last month sometime, a couple of months ago, to see a girlfriend of mine who sings in there every Sunday. So when she got finished singing, well, she took a break, and the guy who played for her said, if anybody wants to sing a song, and I know it, come up and sing it. So I looked at my BFF. I said, I want to sing. I got up there, girl, and I sang Smokey Robinson. What was that song? Who's Loving You.
Okay.
And I sang, what other song did I sing? Who's Loving You. I sang three songs, but I can't remember the name of them. But this Sunday, I'm just going to sing one song. But that's what I'm going to do Sunday, because for some reason, I just want to sing.
Now,
I don't mean that I can sing like Whitney Houston or Jennifer Hudson and all them people. I sing like me. Okay?
That's the best thing you can do. I ain't trying to sing like nobody.
I
promise you that you don't. One, you're the only one that's best at doing that.
Yep. So I'm not trying to out-sing nobody or sing like anybody.
Right.
I'm just trying to sing because that's what I want to do. You know, and it's fun. You know, it's really fun. And the people clapped for me when I got home. I told my daughter, I said, girl, guess what? I was in a club singing. She said, no, you weren't. I said, yes, I was. She said, did they boo you? I said, no. And they didn't. They clapped. You know, they clapped. Not to say that they may have wanted to boo me, but they definitely clapped, and I appreciated that. You know, so that's what I'm going to be doing Sunday. That's the sound stage over on Benning Road, Northeast Washington. If any of you guys out there listening would like to drop over that Sunday from 5 to 10, I think. But I'm going to go in there and, you know, they have a buffet. They have a open bar. And it's just the cutest little club I've ever been in. It's one of D.C.'s well-kept secrets, I believe.
Okay.
I really do believe that because I didn't even know it was there. And the strange thing about it, the high school that I went to is directly across the street from it. And they said it's been there. I talked to the owner, and he said it's been there for years and since the, I think, it's been there a long time.
A long time,
because it used to be like a pool. It used to be a pool hall.
Okay.
You know, but it's turned now into this little intimate club, and I'm going to be over there Sunday singing. And
well,
this song
you have
that I'm,
absolute ball.
I am, darling. I'm going to have a wonderful time. I might even go to church Sunday, too. You know,
and
I might even
Easter
do that. Huh?
I said, and happy Easter to you.
Thank you, darling. I do appreciate that. Well, everybody, this is another our show has come to an end. Hope everybody enjoyed themselves. And anybody out there listening, hope you learned something. And if you didn't, maybe someone else needs to teach it to you. But if you did learn something, I appreciate giving you that information. Hope you come back next week. I don't know what the show is going to be about, but it will be posted, and you can check my posts. And it also comes up on Facebook and Twitter. With that being said, good night, Bria.
Good night.
And you have a beautiful night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Okay, see you guys next week.
Until next week.
Okay. Oh, Good night, everybody.